Well, joining me now from New York is Gillian Tett, editor-at-large of the Financial Times in the United States.
Essentially, the UK has become like Italy in terms of the sense of financial risk, political instability, the policy-making uncertainty, you know, all of which we've seen in Italy before, it's now being seen in the UK, but sadly without the good food and sunshine and glamour of Italy. I think right now all bets are off.
Okay, and just finally, I mean, just because there's been an argument between the government and various experts about who and what is really to blame for the turmoil, Jacob Rees-Mogg's been out this morning saying, well, it's mostly to do with interest rates, and everybody else seems to be saying, well, actually, it's quite a lot to do with the government's mini budget. Can you just give us your verdict on that?
Well, to use non-technical terms, that's pretty much bollocks. Pretty much bollocks. Pretty much bollocks. Pretty much bollocks.
Gillian Tett, thank you very much indeed. And I'm not sure if we're allowed to say that, so I'm sorry if you were offended.
Before we go, I've had time to clarify whether that word Gillian Tett used to describe a Jacob Rees-Mogg's explanation was within the rules. And on the Ofcom regulator website, it describes it as medium language, potentially unacceptable, less problematic when used to mean nonsense. I should, however, apologise to people who were relying on subtitles for whom it was spelled bullets.
Pretty much bollocks.
That's all for this evening. We're back at 7 tomorrow night. Until then, good night.